Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
There's a time and a place for filet-o-fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hi.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
It's Tony Bruschi. When you're not enjoying our haunting episodes of The Grave Talks, I invite you to check out our true crime and disaster podcast, Dark Side of Wikipedia, with new episodes every Monday and Tuesday. Just search Dark Side of Wikipedia wherever you download podcasts. Now, here's a 15-minute preview of a recent episode of Dark Side of Wikipedia. Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Dark Side of Wikipedia. After a year of doing this show and you guys loving it, we've created a way to give you even more Dark Side content. How? By you becoming a Dark Sider. That's a supporter of the Dark Side of Wikipedia. When you become a Dark Sider, you get advanced access to our episodes months before they're released to the public. So if you want more to binge away on, this is the way to get it. In addition to the advanced episodes, you also get our archive of episodes, and all of it is commercial free. So if you like the show and you want to listen without the pesky commercials, become a Dark Sider. In addition to all of that, we're also now giving final chapters to all of our new episodes. That means you get to hear an extra chapter of the story and discussion, usually an extra 15, 20, 25 minutes of content for each episode that we're calling the final chapter, which is exclusively for Dark Sider members. The reality is, this show is not free for us to create. It takes a lot of time, effort, and money to put it together. So if you'd like to be part of the Dark Side of Wikipedia, support us and keep us on the air, and in exchange, get all of those extras, please become a Dark Sider. Do it by signing up at patreon.com/darksideofwikipedia, or go to our website, darksideofwiki.com, and click Become a Dark Sider. It's only $5 a month, and you get access to everything I just talked about. Check it out today, patreon.com/darksideofwikipedia, or go to our website, darksideofwiki.com, and click Become a Dark Sider, and help keep Dark Side of Wikipedia alive. Is life simpler in a small town? Are people more trustworthy? Are there less dark things going on behind the scenes of city government? The case of Rita Crundwell shows that the answer to these questions is a resounding no. As Rita was able to embezzle more than $53 million from the town of Dixon, Illinois. This is her story on the Dark Side of Wikipedia.
Sometimes the human mind goes to dark places. Sometimes those dark delusions turn into a reality. A reality so shaded and gray, once all is said and done, the healthy mind is drawn into the documented retelling of these tragic events, trying to find logic, reason, and understanding where there may be none at all. This is the Dark Side of Wikipedia.
Rita A. Crundwell was a formerly appointed comptroller and treasurer of Dixon, Illinois, from 1983 to 2012. And the admitted operator of what is believed to be the largest municipal fraud in U.S. history. She was fired in April 2012 after the discovery that she had embezzled $53.7 million from the city of Dixon for over 22 years to support her championship American Quarter Horse breeding operation. Crundwell pled guilty to her crimes and was sentenced to 19 and a half years in prison. Crenwell's Quarter Horse Breeding Operation, RC Quarter Horses, is one of the best known in the country. Her horses won 52 world championships, and she was named the leading owner by the American Quarter Horse Association for 8 consecutive years prior to her arrest. Born Rita Humphrey, the daughter of Ray and Caroline Humphrey, Crenwell grew up on her family's farm near Dixon, a smart and popular student. In 1970, a year before graduating from Dixon High School, she began working at the Dixon City Hall as a work-study student. She began showing American Quarter Horses in 1978. She married engineering technician Jerry L. Crenwell in 1974 while working as a secretary for Dixon's mayor, but divorced Crenwell in 1986. In 1983, Crenwell was appointed the treasurer and comptroller for Dixon, working in this capacity for almost 3 decades. Crenwell acquired a sterling reputation. In 2011, one of the city's commissioners praised her stewardship of city finances, saying she looks after every tax dollar as if it were her own. On December 8, 1990, Crenwell opened a secret bank account named the Reserve Sewer Capital Development Account, RSCDA, making it appear to be a city account. She was the only signatory. Crenwell would have money deposited into another account called the Capital Development Fund, create false state invoices, and then write checks from the fund payable to treasurer, which she would deposit into the RSCDA account. According to federal investigators, this relatively uncomplicated scheme continued for 22 years. On average, Crenwell stole nearly $2.5 million per year from the city. In 1981, she stole $181,000, while in 2008, alone, she managed to embezzle $5.8 million from a city with an annual budget of $8 to $9 million. Crenwell used the money not only to finance her quarter horse operation, but also to support a lifestyle well beyond her $80,000 city salary, purchasing several cars, a second house, and a multi-million dollar motorhome. Crenwell covered up her embezzlement by claiming that the city's frequent budget shortfalls were due to the state being late in paying its share of tax revenue. She forced city departments to make drastic service cuts in order to keep the budget within reason. As a result, employees went 2 years or more without raises, and the police department could not afford new radios. The most visible effect, however, was on street maintenance. The city was forced to lay off 3 of its 9 street repair workers and cut the rate of maintenance. In the decade prior to Crenwell's arrest, only 65 blocks of road were repaired or replaced. For most of Crenwell's tenure, residents assumed either that she inherited her wealth and or that her horse breeding business was profitable in its own right. However, by the onset of the Great Recession, some grew suspicious that Crenwell was stealing money. But the city's outside auditors, Clifton Gunderson, now Clifton Larson Allen, after merging with Lawson Allen in 2012, and local accountant Samuel Card presumed that Crenwell was honest and signed off on her annual finance statements without concern. For some small U.S. cities, similar to Dixon, lack of sufficient outside audits was a reoccurring problem, as third-party auditors could give, at best, limited attention. For most of her tenure as comptroller, Crenwell had nearly complete control over the city's accounts, while few city employees had access to the city's financial statements. So that's the start of our Rita Crenwell story here on the dark side of Wikipedia. I'm Tony Bruschi. Carol Hughes with us today. And if you like the program, be sure to become a supporter. Get access to all of our episodes, the whole archive, all commercial free, access to the show months before it's released to the public. If you're looking for more to binge away on, a whole bunch of it there, including the part 1 and part 2's final chapters all there for you. You become a Darksider, patreon.com/darksideofwikipedia. Go to our website, darksideofwiki.com, and click Become a Darksider. Thoughts thus far on the Rita Crenwell story?
I have so many.
Oh, yeah?
I have so many on this one. It is a story I'm familiar with, and I don't understand it, because it seems to me there has to be someone else that could have done the basic math. You know, this is all addition and subtraction. And just to take one person's word, well, we're, you know, the tax revenues haven't been distributed yet. I mean, someone else could look at deposits.
Yeah.
Because that would have been deposited into one account. So just to give one person all that control, number one, is bad. And even number two, I'm like, $80,000 a year, she was making good money.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just how that could happen. And these people, I guess they're so trusting and never thought she could do anything like that. I mean, a lot of embezzlers are really nice middle-aged women. You know, if you look at the stories you're really familiar sure. with, we had a couple in this town where it's like, really?
Yeah.
She embezzled all that. But just the fact that everybody's like, oh, I don't know. I thought maybe she inherited all her money. How could you live with yourself knowing that the town you live in can't repair their streets? Mm-hmm. They're laying people off. You know, there's the whole, you're affecting the people in your city. By your selfishness and your greed.
It's quite amazing where the town has a budget of $7 to $8 million and she's able to embezzle 5.8 or something on one year.
That's what I don't get. It's like, you know, like any nonprofit would have a board of directors that kind of, you know, there's a checks and balance and you have to look over all the accounts together and that person has to explain things. Any city government would have a city council and, you know, not one person should have all of the power. Like, where's the mayor? Yeah. Like, as the mayor of the city, if I was to run for mayor, I would want to see where we stand with everything.
And I don't know. I don't know how it was all structured there. I don't know if it was one of those towns where it's like, you know, you have like the comptroller that's a full-time position, but everybody else is just kind of like they all have their own jobs and they just kind of, you know, show up for the meetings and stuff. But
where's the city council or
something? Yeah, something.
Where's somebody to oversee? Like, you know, you should be looking at all that. So, I mean, I get the whole secret account. But there has to have been money coming in that then went to there. And I think that's how it got caught. I think that, well, and we'll get to that.
What I don't understand is, I mean, I guess it kind of makes sense. If you're going to all these different departments, so and saying police, fire, rescue, you know, this department, that department, water, all that. Everybody's getting their own budget figures and they're all like, oh, that's really low. But unless all of them compare those budget figures and they realize this only adds up to like what's left of, you know, the 7 to 8 million after 5.8's gone. Like, so there's 2 point something to spread around.
Yeah. Like I understand.
Nobody really
that.
Know. I mean, they'd all be like, but, you know, I guess, I don't know.
But there should be more than one person who sees the big picture. So that's where like your city council or your mayor would be. Here are your revenues.
Yeah.
Here are your expenditures.
Yeah.
Here is your, you know,
all
there's
in
so
one
many
sheet.
Different pools of money. I get that.
Yeah.
But it's not like they're running frickin' New York City.
No. I mean, how would they
it's
not
a
know?
Small town.
When you, because that would have to be somewhere where it's like, okay, this amount's going to this. Unless she's showing the council one thing and then telling the department heads of these things another. I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
But at some point, the deposit had to have been made from the state for the taxes or whatever. Like, there had to have been deposits that were made.
But she was the only one looking at them, I guess. And that's where...
Which is bad.
There's no checks and balances.
So anybody who's involved in small town government, just this is a lesson for you.
Yeah.
Not to do.
It really is. Let's continue into the Rita Crundwell story as we enter into her capture and arrest. And then after we get to the Wikipedia portion, we have an interesting article about the whole story firsthand from a Chicago publication. In the fall of 2011, while Crundwell was on an extended vacation, city clerk and acting comptroller Kathleen Swanson discovered the RSCDA account with 179 deposits and associated checking activity. Not recognizing the account as a legitimate city account, Swanson alerted Dixon Mayor James Burke, who in turn contacted the FBI. For the next 6 months, Burke and Swanson, whose payroll was controlled by Crundwell, remained silent while the FBI built their case. Crundwell arrived for work on April 17, 2012, to find FBI agents waiting for her. She was arrested later that day and was indicted by a federal grand jury for embezzling $30 million from the city during the previous 6 years. Crundwell was charged with one count of wire fraud and released on $4,500 bail the next day. On May 2, 2012, a superseding indictment charged Crundwell with embezzling $53 million over the prior 22 years. On November 14, 2012, Crundwell pled guilty before Judge Philip Reinhardt to a single count of wire fraud. As part of the deal, she also admitted to money laundering by using the embezzled money to finance her horse operation. Crundwell was required to forfeit more than $53.7 million in cash, assets, and possessions, equivalent to this amount she stole, which is being used to make full restitution to the city. She reportedly told FBI agents that some of the money was spent on her horses and their upkeep. Prosecutors sought the forfeiture of her horse farm and 300 horses, in addition to her three homes and a luxury motor vehicle. Prosecutors later discovered that Crundwell's crimes had begun as early as 1988, when she siphoned off $25,000 from the Dixon Sister City program over 2 years. That's the preview. If you want to hear the full episode, be sure to subscribe to Dark Side of Wikipedia wherever you download podcasts and get new episodes every Monday and Tuesday. That's Dark Side of Wikipedia.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards, so you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations. Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards, so you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.